Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to segment one of the third program in this final series that I will be doing on WCGA that I have entitled, for the last four shows, The Bigger Picture, It Is What It Is. And I called it that because as I survey, well, the wreckage on the battlefield of what America has become, I can only bemoan, that's the word, the terrible, terrible reality that I see. Just shake my head in utter sorrow. Simply say, it is. It is what it is. My name is Marshall Wood, and I am the host of this program. It's called The Bigger Picture. And you are hearing my words this morning, courtesy of WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, on AM frequency 1100, Wes and D. Cox, broadcast from a location that is really little more than a stone's throw. For old guys like me, it's probably two stones' throw from the very site where the first great awakening in America began sometime around 1735. Right here, Fort Frederica, and it is our shared hope. That's my hope, and the hope of Wes and Dee, as well as the expressed hope of that handful of souls who committed to listen to this broadcast project, since it first aired earlier this year on April the 1st of 2023. This program today sets up the important last words that I'm going to speak on the final program four that is scheduled to air on Saturday, December the 30th. At that point, there will be 37 total shows. And in that 37 total shows, I believe, is the whole body of what I wanted to say when I began. And these last two shows are just a quick wrap-up of it with an emphasis on probably the most important of all the concepts. And that will be in Program 4 that I hope you listen to. But today's program will set that up. I have in the studio with me today two exceptional women. The first is she's the only reason I exist today with any measure of credibility at all. I would have done nothing without this gal by my side, including never would have made it through pilot training, Air Force pilot training. I was too immature and other things, and my marriage to that gal focused me. And she listened to all my EP procedures and kept me fed and happy, and I made it through by the skin of my teeth, but I made it through. Without her, that wouldn't have happened. But I exist today with any measure of credibility because of her. And that first beautiful woman is obviously my wife. She's been on the show with me a couple times. You know her as the world's most powerful woman. And boy, does she roll her eyes and kick me in the shins when I say that. But it is true. She is the most powerful woman in the world. If you met the six sons that she really shaped when I was off flying airplanes around the world, you'd understand why I call her that and why all women like her are the backbone of civilization. And there are other people a lot wiser than me who have said that. You've heard the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, it is a loving and gentle-spirited wife who understands the imperative of raising children in the fear and admonition of the Lord and shaping those potentially rebellious and overpowering spirits of young men that civilizes the world. And the great maternal hands in America, the pioneer women and those women who made it their task to shape the lives of their children and make them godly citizens, are the backbone of our nation, absolutely and beyond a shadow of a doubt. Cindy is for me life itself, and through her I gain those other joy-producing ladies that share my name. Those would be my exceptional daughters-in-law. I had no daughters, so through my sons I gained daughters-in-law, and these gals are marvelous. Through Cindy, I also gained those granddaughters and future great-granddaughters who share not only my name, but the God-assigned portions of my genetic structure. These females belong to me physically and spiritually. Now, the second exceptional woman sitting here with me today is the lady to whom I refer with great respect and appropriate love as Nurse Gimpy. Okay, she's rolling her eyes too. That nickname remains between us only, but her given name is Sandra, and she was my classmate at Leon High School in Tallahassee. I knew her only as that cute gal, and there were so many, it seems, to my then 15-year-old adolescent mind, but I remembered Sandra. And she sat near me in several classes, and we both remember one French teacher very well in particular. But Sandra was a special gift to my sister-in-law, Sarah, as Sarah struggled with a cruel and life-ending cancer. Nurse Sandra was also friend Sandra to my wife's older sister, and after Sarah passed on, Nurse Gimpy, Sandra Holland Hunter, became a close friend of the world's most powerful woman and I. And today, Sandra represents that second type of woman in my world to whom I am not in some way connected through marriage. Womanhood, the highest creation, in my opinion, of God's creation. My love for both of these gals is intense, and it's founded in life itself, as in Cindy's case. But it is intense likewise for Sandra, and it is rooted in service to others and is indicative of why America was once a great nation. I have the example of a wife and mother's love, and I have the example of a nurse's spirit of sacrificial, tender love through the service to others, and especially to those who are sick and dying. I love both women appropriately. This program exists today because of what Cindy is to me and often quietly inputs into my mind, as she has on this program today. And this program also, and actually primarily, exists because of recent words and actions that Sandra has spoken and taken. Sandra reviews each program that I do, as do several other people, males, and has recently been the reviewer most responsible for this final four-part series, especially those words last week, the words you will hear today, and those words that I hope that you will tune in to hear in finality next week. Neither woman really is here with me today physically. I am entirely solo in the studio, except for interrupting phone calls I had a few minutes ago. Cindy is not able, by some little physical issues that she has now, to be with me this morning, and often that is the case in other things as we've grown a little bit old together and some things have just stopped working as well as they should. Sandra is not here either, and she has some issues that, like Cindy and I, since we're the same age, reduce her mobility and ability to get around a little bit. But there's also the other fact that, as my classmate in Leon High School, she was a person who stood out because her character was evolving at that point. And she has been able to tell me some things as we text, basically, that have restructured the way I think. Cindy will tell you I'm pretty traditional male, and I think as men do, and I believe very firmly that the Bible is clear that men are the stewards and the decision makers in the culture, and that if we don't do it properly, then the women and the children suffer. But Sandra doesn't even live close enough to really have been here today anyway. She's several hundred miles up the road in Tennessee. But I need them both here today because I am a very traditional male, and without the distaff input today, I cannot say what must be made empirically clear to my listeners so that the purpose of the 37 shows that I've done so far can be achieved. Let's begin in prayer. Please bow your heads. Father, God in heaven, I thank you and praise you for the opportunity to sit here today and to share with those folks who are listening the final words of the two remaining programs. And I so ask that as I pray, there will be no idle words spoken, that my words will bear fruit, and that people will be able to discern the fruit of my mouth. And also, Father, I pray that my words defend the foundations of this nation and what she has been. And Father, I also ask you, in the name of Jesus the Christ, that you remove the influence of the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, I call them the Devilcrat Party, from the American political landscape. I ask you, Father, to reveal to all reasonable people who have any inkling of a spiritual relationship with you that the Devilcrat Party is in fact ruled by the evil one himself and connected to very dark forces around the world who seek to destroy America. And as they seek to destroy America, they're trying to destroy those godly women first that are with us. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll come back for segment two of this program as we continue our quest to reveal what's right before our eyes, but to acknowledge it. God bless you.